Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Colorado Attorney General threatens to stop a Bible conference held by Andrew Womack Ministries. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this story comes out of Colorado. The Colorado Attorney General attempted to ban Andrew Womack Ministries from holding in-person gatherings of more than 175 people based upon a governor's draconian orders. At the same time, the governor and the attorney general have permitted, even in fact encouraged, mass protest with no social distancing, Holly, and no other health precautions. The discrimination is obvious. And in fact, one of the things that has become very clear about these restrictions on religious gatherings or church gatherings, the Andrew Womack Ministries is not a church per se, but it was having a Bible conference. It has lots of different conferences and gatherings, and it has a worldwide footprint through media. And it was having its annual Bible conference, and they were going to have an event also on the 4th of July to celebrate America in a very large sanctuary with less than 50% capacity. They were doing social distancing and everything else, and yet they were threatened by the Colorado Attorney General. At the same time, the discrimination is so clear because just on the verge of all these, on the eve of all this happening, they've had in Denver and in other places throughout Colorado, scores of people gathering for these protests, and they have condoned all that. And yet they want to stop religious gatherings.
Yeah, I mean, just go online or actually look at our press release. You can see a couple of the pictures of the recent protests they've had there. Thousands and thousands of people all smashed together. You know, but yet this Bible conference was meeting in a worship center for 3,200 people. They had less than 50% of their occupancy. But you know, Matt, they met with these local officials ahead of time, went over their plan. They were approved. And in the midst of that, they get this cease and desist letter from the attorney general.
Yeah. And in fact, it was June 26th. They actually met the executive team of the Andrew Womack Ministries with the Teller County and Woodland Park public health and law enforcement officials to review and discuss the hosting of a safe and a large faith-based gathering. And as a result, the ministry submitted an updated plan, which the county offered some recommendations that were acceptable to the ministry, seemed to be no problem. Then the ministry officials received the cease and desist letter from the governor. This actually happened on July the 2nd when the cease and desist letter was issued. And we got involved on that day. We were contacted by the Andrew Womack Ministries and spoke to various people there, including Andrew Womack, and we ended up agreeing to represent them. We sent a letter. They were asking the Attorney General respond by 9 o'clock in the morning on July the 3rd, and so we actually did respond, and we set the record straight, Holly. We talked about all of the different things that the ministry was doing.
Extreme precautions,
exemplary precautions, mm-hmm. frankly, to protect the health and welfare of the people. They followed social distancing. They provided personal protective equipment, signage. They conducted the traffic in the proper way, and they did sanitization protocols. And they had less than 50% of the capacity. The ministry actually limited the number of attendees to between 800 and 1,000, which is far less, right, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. than the 50% of its occupancy capacity, which is a 3,200-seat worship center.
But you know what is also troubling? It's not only this event, but any future events. I think they're planning one in the next month. And so that's, you know, they're threatening to shut those down as well. But meanwhile, again, you've got thousands of people out there protesting, and they're not being, you know, asked to stop.
Yeah, in fact, I would encourage, as you mentioned, Holly, to go online to lc.org, and you can find the press release. It's entitled Colorado AG Threatens to Stop Bible Conference, or just search for Andrew Womack. Mm-hmm. And you'll see a hot link to our letter that we sent to the Attorney General.
Right.
And we did two things. Well, we did a couple of things. One, we set the record straight in terms of exactly what we've been talking about, what they have been doing to protect the health and welfare of people.
There's a whole plan on there, and we've got a link to that as well.
A very detailed plan.
Yeah, they were very, very conscious about this.
And that's linked in our letter.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other thing that we also pointed out was we had the actual photographs of the protest.
Right.
And some members of the Denver Broncos football team actually were speaking to these large crowds.
Right.
So they're attracting large crowds. And you can see them shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
No problem. They didn't have any problem with that.
And if you went online, you'd find even more pictures. These are just two that we put on there.
These are just two. Yeah, you could find all kinds of pictures. And Holly, this is exactly what we've seen across the country.
Yeah.
You know, we've had these discriminatory things that make it very evident in these orders, everyone that we're litigating, with regards to the order itself. And that is, these orders allow secular gatherings in the same religious or church building for an unlimited number of people to feed them, to shelter them, and to provide, quote, social services, which is a very broad understanding of what that might include. But whenever you do a religious service, they then impose these restrictions on you. So it's very clear what they're trying to do is restrict religious services. But what's even more clear, the second thing that we've seen, and this wasn't the case when we first started litigating these cases, because it was in June when all these protests began. And you see governor after governor that have these restrictive orders. Governor Polis is one such governor in Colorado. You see the governor of New York. You see the governor of Illinois, Governor Pritzker. You see the governor of Virginia, where we're litigating there as well, Governor Ralph Northam. All these governors, they have a couple of things in common. They're Democrat governors, interestingly, but they also have the most severe restrictions on churches. Yet, those governors actually have public statements supporting these mass protests.
Yeah, in fact, this governor said, you know, it is not possible to stay home. It is not possible to stay silent. I urge anyone who is demonstrating to do their best to keep their distance between themselves and others and wear a face covering. Well, if you look at the pictures, you'll see that is not happening. But yet he wants to put his hand down on a Bible conference.
Yeah, you know, it says, you know, it's amazing. It is not possible to stay at home. It is not possible to stay silent. And he urges them to, you know, do precautions, but he's not enforcing them when they don't.
But what about those who want to worship and learn more about the Lord, and they are taking all these extraordinary precautions?
But see, Governor Polis doesn't think that that is necessary. You know, when it says it's not possible to stay silent, you could also say it's not possible to stop worshiping in a community.
Right.
And, you know, we need to worship in community.
Read that, yeah.
Yeah, so you... But, you know, and that's the same thing the governor of New York and the mayor of New York City, Mayor de Blasio, said, well, this is different than the church gatherings. This is a historic moment, and we can't miss this moment. We're not blind to what's happening. Well, you know what? You've got an order. And you say the order is based upon the fact that you want to protect the health and welfare of people. And these are draconian, restrictive orders. Well, it doesn't really matter what the purpose of the gathering is, right? If that's really what your purpose is. But no, it does matter what the purpose of the gathering is.
Mm-hmm.
If it's to gather in a liquor store, no problem. If it's to gather at an abortion clinic, no problem. If you want to gather in a church and provide secular services, you can do that, no restrictions. If you want to protest, well, that's an exception to everything else and will allow thousands of people to gather. In fact, we'll even walk in the marches and encourage them through our Facebook, our communication, our press conferences, and our tweets that we send out. We'll even encourage it like this governor did personally.
Right.
And some of them even participate in it, like the governor of Illinois participates in the marches. But as it relates to houses of worship, well, no, that's different. You know, that's problematic, people. And I know at the very beginning, lots of churches and religious meetings, they complied. They wanted to be good citizens.
Mm-hmm.
It was only 2 weeks, they said, and the 2 weeks turned into 4 weeks. And then you have people saying, well, they're not really restricting your free exercise of religion. You can do this online. Well, that may be fine for you, but you can't use that as a template for everybody else. And the bottom line is this. The government doesn't have the authority. And once the camel's nose gets in the tent, that's the problem. Mm. And then they start micromanaging everything that is part of your essential aspect of worship and ministry. That is not the role of government. In fact, the First Amendment draws a line in the sand. Well, stick around on this particular case. We're going to be representing Andrew Womack Ministries. We'll continue to update you as things unfold. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.